Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What are we going to learn today, Beck?
Well, I am loving this segment because I am learning, you are learning, everyone is learning.
Yes. This is how it works. Yes.
I'm just saying, I'm loving it. This is just
all right,
a good
so
thing.
You're going to go first.
I am. Okay. And do you remember the novel Around the World in 80 Days?
And they turned it into a movie.
Did they? Probably.
And it's got Jackie Chan and not Owen Wilson. Or maybe it's Owen Wilson. There's a movie on it, Around the World in 80 Days.
Well, you know more about this than me, it turns out. But what I learned is back in 1890.
Okay.
Right, 1890. A female reporter attempted to recreate the famous novel, Around the World in 80 Days. And not only did she complete it with 8 days to spare.
She smashed it.
Yeah, she also made a detour to interview the original author, Jules Verne.
Wow.
How cool is
that? How come no one knows about that?
I know. I was like, why is this not more famous? She did it in a record time for the day. It has since been beaten a couple of times. But she, so this is how she did it. She brought with her a dress that she was wearing, a sturdy overcoat, several changes of underwear, and a small travel bag carrying her toiletry essentials. And she carried most of her money in a bag tied around her neck.
Right.
So that's the original, you know, travel wallet.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a bum bag around
the
neck.
Yeah, maybe she invented that too.
So it was just like boats. It was, you know, how did she actually do the journey?
Okay, so
that mentioned
she travelled using steamships.
Okay. Steamships.
The existing railroad systems, which caused occasional setbacks. It said particularly during her Asian leg, she had quite a few issues with the rail system.
Right.
During these stops, she visited a leper colony in China.
Whoa.
And she also bought herself a monkey in Singapore.
So why not?
But
you're
cool
traveling
is
the world, pick up a little monkey on the side.
Back then, you were allowed to have monkeys as pets.
True.
Frowned upon these days.
Yes. I've actually got a story about a pet monkey.
Do you?
That's my today I learnt.
I love that we're on like the same
wavelength.
That's brilliant.
This one here is going to change your world. But yeah, so she traveled the world and she did it in how many days?
Well, she had 8 days to spare. So what's that? 72.
Yes.
72 days.
Isn't it weird? And right now, if you were to travel the whole world, jump on a plane.
You'd probably do it in a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in a jet.
We could set a new world record.
Actually, I should probably Google that and find out how quick it is.
See if that is a Guinness World Record that we can break, how quickly we can travel around the world.
Mm.
And also, but though we do also need to know, because around the world in 80 days, I'm guessing it was specific places.
Yes, because you'd have to hit each
place
continent
was
or. Okay.
There'll a be a lot to this, and it might be extremely expensive. So we're not going to touch on this again.
Okay, right.
Very good, everybody.
All right. I already told you that my story has a monkey involved in it.
Yes.
Okay. But cast your mind back to 1881. We're in a plane, and where does it land? South Africa.
This is not surprising that yours has a monkey too, because my story is from 1890.
1890.
Yours is from 1880.
So every story back in the 1800s.
I reckon monkeys were rife as pets back then. I'm just saying.
That's a bold statement.
I'm going to Google it later. I'll probably be wrong.
Okay, it's not all about the monkey though.
Okay.
It's about James White. Okay. They called him the Jumper. Now, the reason they called him the Jumper was because he was a signalman.
Yep.
Now, I didn't even know what a signalman
was.
Yeah,
work on the railroads.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Okay.
So anyway, so yeah, that's what they do. They tell the trains where to go, when to slow down, all that kind of stuff. And so that was his job. He was great at it, but he was called the Jumper because he would jump between carriages. And everyone said, man,
that's really dangerous.
He's so quick. He's the Jumper. So one day.
Did they say it like that?
Yes.
Man, he's so quick.
That's exactly it.
He's the Jumper.
In a South African accent, which I'm not going to do.
Do you mean, he's so quick. No, that's Kiwi.
I mean, it's bad Kiwi, but it's still Kiwi.
Hey, I can do a good Kiwi. I just can't do it
sure.
on the spot. Anyway.
Okay, so, however he said it, he said, ow, because unfortunately, he misjumped, he landed on the rail, and the carriage went over his feet.
Ooh, lost his feet?
Lost both legs. Yeah, so not a good time.
No.
But he's like, no, that's okay. I still love my job. I'm going to keep doing this.
So what have you learned about this man?
That he's a go-getter, that he does not give up.
Okay.
Okay. So here he is.
Am I asking too many questions?
No, this is perfect.
Do you want me to be quiet?
No. No, I love these interruptions.
Okay. Sarcasm.
So he got a wheelchair and he's wheeling around trying to do his job. But after a few weeks, he's like, man, I'm just so much slower than I used to be. And I don't want to be that way. So what he did was he went to the markets, and in those days, cast our mind back to 1881.
When it was rife with monkeys for
pets.
That's
exactly right. You could buy baboons.
Okay.
And there was
the ones with the red bottoms.
Yes, but not this one. I saw pictures of it.
No red bottom?
It was a different type of baboon.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, again, asking a lot of questions, which is good. No bad questions.
Okay.
He buys the baboon because it could push like a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
It was trained to do that. So I was like, all right, get this guy in there. So then he taught the monkey how to signal.
That's cool.
So he would sit in this little wee kind of shed, and then he would go, okay, hold up 3 fingers, 5 fingers, and every lever was a number. And he knew, okay, 4, pull the 4 one. And so he slowly, in the course of a couple of months, taught him how to do the job completely.
What?
Then it got to the point that locals started complaining because they were like, oh no, I think there might be an accident coming because there's a monkey, a wild monkey, that's just pulling levers. And so there was an investigation. Long story short, they ended up employing the monkey.
No.
So Jack was an employee for 9 years. He got paid 20 cents a day.
Who got that 20 cents?
Well, so they paid both of them,
okay.
But the monkey actually got 20 cents.
That's cool.
Don't ask me what he's doing with the money. Who knows?
Must be given to his owner to look after him.
Possibly. And then he died 9 years later of tuberculosis.
The monkey?
Yeah.
This is a sad story.
No.
The man loses his leg and then the monkey dies.
No, but he had a good run. In his entire working life, he didn't make one mistake. 9 years of employment. Didn't stuff up once.
And why is calling like it's considered like monkeying around, like being like naughty? Why?
Not Jack.
Not Jack.
Mm-mm.
Making a good name.
Exactly.
So baboons.
There you go. You've learned something today. They trained a monkey back in the day to look after where the trains were going and coming and blah, blah, blah.
You can teach animals to do like amazing things, like almost anything.
Yeah, but what have you taught your dog to do?
Sit.
Yeah, exactly. Chew.
No, he doesn't chew things. He's a good boy.
Okay. Well, that's what you've learnt today. Jumper. They should make a movie of it, really. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.